Carlson, 35 points. Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network.
John. Congratulations.
John.
John.
Congratulations.
John.
Well, as we file in here, it seems like we have...
Hold on. It's on? No. Okay.
Okay, cut. Start over. Well, I really haven't prepared much to say, but I'm not going to change anything. We, as a group, all started out a few years before 1977 in separate groups, and we came together in 77 was our actual first year together. So this is our 30th anniversary. And we kind of realized that late, and that's why we inserted the Sloopy X team name into our name this year, just to kind of memorialize that. That was our name in our first year, and the 90 FM announcers, it's not just you, Betty. They kept calling us Snoopy X, and we could never get that corrected.
Sloppy X.
And now this year it was Sloppy X, so maybe there's a curse connected to that, but we'll try it again in 30 years and see how that goes. But we had a really... Yeah, right. Yeah, we hope you will. Jim, you know, we have conversations with you on the phone and online and everything, and you know, we have fun debating stuff, but I want you to know that we all love you. I mean, half of us were students of you, and we've all been here, and as much as you're a tradition, we feel like we're part of the contest, too, and we're just so glad to be here, and we love it every year. Thanks.
I'm going to grow a beard next year just so I can do that. Probably more than ever this year, I just want to say, you know, especially to John and to Jim, we really, you have no idea how much we appreciate you and how much we're glad that you are still here and that we're still here. So thank you guys so very, very much. Truly from the bottom of our hearts. This year, I think probably more than ever, we realize how much we do appreciate what you do for us. And I'm sure I'm speaking on behalf of all the Tribute players when I say that. Also, I mean, I got to give a shout out to my boys on Tin Man. You know, these... You got some happy puppies out there. You can't imagine what it would be like to win this contest once and to know what that feels like and to take 10 years to come back and do it again. And Network, you know, we've always said, it's hard to win this contest one time. Try trying to win it two times. Am I right? And so, yeah, we'll see you next year. But no, I mean, seriously, I personally, you know, some of the guys on Tin Man were my students. And so I have to say, there's a certain degree of pride that goes along with their win, and it couldn't happen to a greater bunch of guys. Incredible contest. This was just a terrific year, and we really appreciate what they did, and congratulations to Tin Man.
It's that time of the night to put the cap on it, and first, just start off by saying that this is a very, very exceptionally good executive staff. They pulled together quite well and really put a lot of effort into it, and a lot of excitement on this staff, which is really refreshing There's been some apathy over the past few years, and it's nice to see a turnaround on that. In first place, with 11,285 points, led by a professor and a used car salesman, Tin Man.
Fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Wow. This is so as they were saying, you know, we won this contest before. We won this contest in 1997. It was actually the first year our teams merged. Before that, it was Too Bad About Kent State and Take a Hike, and we merged in 1997, and we won the contest. And we didn't just win that contest. We blew people out. When we got here, you know, we had 2,000 points on people right before we ever got here. We had no idea what it feels like to actually get here and to really not know what's going to happen. And to turn out on the winning side of that is just amazing. You know, in many ways, this contest this year was a lot like this past year for a lot of us. We've had just roller coaster rides. You know, there have been births on the team. You know, we have new babies around. We have health issues. Lots of turmoil going on, and I know, you know, that's true of a lot of people around. And so, you know, this contest was just flying at the beginning, and then you guys reeled us in, and I was just amazing. God, this is incredible. Thanks to 90FM. Thanks to everybody who works on the staff. You guys do an amazing job with the contest, and it's just a real thrill. It's a real honor to be able to come back and play in such a well-run contest, and that's, we really appreciate that. You know, I have no public speaking skills. I'm only chosen to, you know, everybody, they have like 20 people on the team, and they have like matching shirts and matching jackets. I get up here and speak. I'm the only person who owns a shirt that has the word Tin Man on it on the team. And it's falling apart, so maybe next year we'll have to get some. Jim?
What?
Tim Kung. And I'm Dave. Nice to meet you, Dave. I expected more from a fellow math teacher, but we'll take it. And thanks to our parents who put up with us every year. Yeah, and thanks to this wonderful team. You guys are awesome. We did a great job this year, and that's thanks a lot to a couple people on the team. So Jeff and Wade especially, you guys did a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! And if I drag this out any longer, we'll be cut off the air and everybody will fall asleep. So, yeah, thank you very much. Really great.
Fantastic.
Well, to everybody that's out there listening, and by golly, from knowing what's going on, there are players still listening all over the place. I know there's players down in Florida listening, as well as Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. And to all the staff here, the general staff, 90FM, the executive staff, John Eckendorf, and all of you out there, thank you so much for letting me come in to this situation and actually be an idiot for 3 days. Thanks a lot. And remind you that coming up on April 11th, 12th, and 13th in 2008, we'll all gather around the radio, turn it down at the bottom of the dial, at 89.9 FM, 90 FM, the only alternative, to get there and play trivia, Fast Eddie. Let's do it.
Thank you all for playing. I really appreciate it. Us, the 90FM staff, we all appreciate all the 90FM trivia players. And we'll see you next year. Let's get into some more Beatles music right here on 90FM WWSB, Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it. make it with anyone anytime.